And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5. Just like the gentleman said, Phil Conlon is here. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
We're going to talk today with, we spoke earlier with Victoire Ingabire. She is the leader of the new political party in Rwanda, the Party for Development and Liberty for All. She has been awarded a human rights prize for her years of struggling for the right of political opposition in Rwanda. A Spanish human rights organization gave her this prize in, I think, about 1 month ago. There was a meeting in Mallorca, Spain. Victoire, as our listeners will know, spent many years in prison simply for wishing to put her name in her party's name in and to run for president of Rwanda. She was in exile for many years. Victoire is an outstanding figure in Africa. She has, East African courts, by the way, have affirmed her basic arguments and case as to her legal rights, which are denied her in Rwanda. So we were able, as I say, to speak to her earlier. Well, later in the show, we were going to be talking to the Democrats abroad. They're going to have a demonstration Tuesday at 5:30 opposite the U.S. Consul, 361 University Avenue, calling for the impeachment of President Trump, which is probably definitely get a lot of Canadian votes on that if they would had a shot at it. And we will also be speaking to an individual from Unifor. The General Motors last vehicle in Oshawa is coming off the line on Wednesday. So we'll be talking to Tony Leah of Unifor about that. And it is the Taylor Report. And coming up is our interview with Victoire Ingabire. Victoire Ingabire, welcome to the Taylor Report. Congratulations. You have been awarded the 2019 International Human Rights Award in Mallorca, Spain. This is a recent development. What is that award, what does it say, and what's its significance to you?
Thank you to invite me to your radio. As you said, I am happy to have received this award, which honor me, but as I have already said, this award also obliged me to work hard because I must not be disappointed. Mm-hmm. For me, this award is a sign for my struggle for the democracy in my country, in sort, in kind of appreciation. Even if some media in our country describe me as a terrorist, but this award convinced me that everywhere they see, they appreciate my struggle.
Mm-hmm. It was very striking that your family was present to receive it on your behalf.
Yes, I was happy to see my son, at least who I saw when he was 8 years. For the last time I saw him, mm-hmm. standing in front of the audience to receive the award on behalf of me. And also I was glad to see my daughter, Lisa, who gave a speech of thanks on behalf of me.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, since I was out of the prison, I have no authorization to leave the country. Uh-huh. Without the authorization of the Minister of Justice. And when I received the invitation letter from the Human Rights Association in Spain, I communicated it to the Minister of Justice, and I asked him for permission to go out the country, but my letter remained without the answer. This is why my kids were there on behalf of me.
Mm-hmm. They did arrange for you to be on a screen. They did some type of video a speech that was at the same time, right? You were able to talk directly to the gathering in Mallorca.
Yes, Yes, yes. I talk via the conference video because I can't be there. Mm-hmm. And in this video, I said that the fact that I can't leave my country is a perfect illustration of the fact that my country still has a long way to go to uphold the principles of the human rights and the democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that if you read the International Charter of Human Rights, Article 13 stipulates that everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and to return to his country. Mm. Isn't the Rwandan Constitution, Article 26,
the
also stipulates
yes.
that every Rwanda has the right to freely leave and return to Rwanda? I think that is the inhuman that the government of Rwanda prevent me to see my children and prevent me to go outside to the service world. And that was not the first time. Because anywhere in Maine, I have also invitation from Germany. They have to participate in the meeting there, in the conference. And when I asked the authorization, also the Minister of Justice did not respond to my letter.
No response at all. In any form?
Yes, Bob, he did not respond.
Yeah. We're speaking to Victoire Ingabire. She has spent years in prison for attempting to organize and lead a political party in Rwanda, and is currently in a circumstance very limited for political activity in Rwanda, and you've had a dramatic development. You are forming, or have formed, a new party, and it's called the Party for Development and Liberty for All. Tell us about that and why your decision to form this party.
Yes, we decided, you know, that since January 2010, when I come back to my country, I create with the party FDU. That was a party we created outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we had many problems with the government. But when I spent so many years in the country, I meet many Rwandese people. And I feel that they wanted to create their own party. And that is why we decided to create the development, the party development and the liberty for all. It is the party who brought together the Rwandans who have the common vision in which with determination to do all it takes to make the ideas of democracy and human rights as a reality in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can the situation in Rwanda today, and there are many people who are very, very poor. And in the international media, they said that Rwanda, the government of Kagame, developed Rwanda. But that's not true. The development that many people saw is only in Kigali. The wealth of the country is in the hand of the few people, the little group who are in power.
Hmm.
But what we want is that the wealth of the Rwanda has to be shared among all Rwandese people. Because we are convinced that there can be no development without democracy. And we are equally convinced that the development of Rwanda society will remain a myth if there is no democracy and respect for human rights.
Mm-hmm. Now, function previously with the FDU Inkingi Party. The government would not recognize that party. I notice it in your statement, the press statement. You say that that the new party, the Dalfa Umurinzi Party, the Party of for Development, Liberty for All, it does conform to the laws governing political parties and politicians in Rwanda. Have you had any indication from the authorities whether now that you have a party which exactly matches their laws, have you had any indication that you will be recognized?
Not yet. You know that this party was created in October, and until today we try to obtain the appointment with the council authority, but until today they refuse to give this appointment. They say you have to wait, and we don't know how long we have to wait. But we know that we are in a struggle for the democracy in our country. We know that it's a longer process, and if they refuse to register our new political party, we will not give up. We know that it's a struggle, and we have to go ahead with it.
You've spoken of poverty as a main issue your party would address. What are the key issues that you think that need to be addressed, and what would you do on the matter of poverty?
The key issue that has to be raised is the liberty in our country, the freedom of expression. And the freedom of expression, it is not only for the people who are in the political, but also the Rwandese people. We need really to participate in all decision making and the policy formulation of the government. And we need also the democracy. Because if we can't clearly express our minds, we can't say that we can develop the country, because the decision is only on the hands of the government. But the people have nothing to say. They have only to do what the government says. For example, today they are destroying the health of Rwandese population in Kigali, and nobody has to say anything. We think that is not good for our population.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that the government has needed to accept to open up a political space in our country.
Well, very good. And we congratulate you on the forming of the Party for Development and Liberty for All. And Victoria Ngubiri, we hope that you have a good Christmas holiday. And we look forward to talking to you again in the near future. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, thank you, too.
And we'll also make sure that people go to @Victoire Umahoza, because they should follow you on Twitter. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Victoire Ingabire, Victoire Ninoire, Victoire Ingabire, Victoire Ninoire, Victoire Ingabire, Victoire Ninoire, Victoire Ingabire, Victoire Ninoire, Watubere Intwari Ingabire, Twirebera Nkavogeza Umupira, Watubere Intwari Ingabire, Twirebera Nkavogeza Umupira, Ngaho babwira utubwire, maze u Rwanda rubone ubugira amahoro.
Icyo mvuze ni uko kuba nanyuze hano nagarutse uyu munsi mu gihugu nyuma y'imyaka 16 ari amahano yarabaye iki gihugu. Tuzi neza ko habaye itsembabwoko bakabitsembatsemba. Ntabwo rero nari kugaruka nyuma y'imyaka 16 mu gihugu cyabayemo ibikorwa nk'ibyo mu gihe ntari mpari ngo ndyame nsinzire ntabanje kunyura aho ibyo bintu byabereye ngo mbanze mparebye asuri. Indabyo nazanye ni urwibutso abarwanashyaka bayifudeye inkingi ndetse n'ubuyobozi bwayo bwa politiki bwa mpayi bumbwira guti uhanyure ubwire abanyarwanda ko icyo twifuza ari uko dufatanya gukorera hamwe tugakora ku buryo amahano nk'ayo y'amaraso atazongera kuba. Ni imwe twifuza ko amahano nk'ayo yongera kuba mu gihugu. Ni imwe no mu mpamvu yatumye FDN nkingi dufata icyemezo cyo kugaruka mu gihugu mu mahoro tutagombye gukoresha intwaro nk'uko benshi batekereza ko umuti w'ibibazo ari ugufata intwaro. Ubwo ntabwo twemera ko kumena amaraso ariko kurangiza ibibazo by'umuntu amena amaraso aranamuhama. Ntabwo rero FDN icyo twifuza ni uko abanyarwanda dufatanya hamwe ibitekerezo binyuranye dufite ariko tugakora ku buryo amahano yagwiriye igihugu cyacu atazongera kubaho. Biragaragara ko inzira y'ubwiyunge ikiri ndende, iracyari ndende, kandi koko urebye abantu bishwe muri iki gihugu ntabwo ari ikintu cyahita kirangira ako kanya. Nanone iyo urebye usanga nta ngamba ya politiki ihari ifatika yo gufasha Abanyarwanda kugera ku bwiyunge, kuko nk'ubu hano turareba kuri iki gihugu uru rwibutso ruragarukira mu by'ukuri ku bantu bahitanywe n'itsinda.